Get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. I'm Peter Stewart. Tomorrow on the show, vocal advice from Justin Timberlake. Today, polyps, nodules and phonal trauma. Treating your voice badly, so shouting, for example, and smoking or straining it, is just not showing it the respect that it deserves. These actions can lead to phonal trauma, such as nodules or polyps. In other words, small growths on your vocal folds. These can be really painful, and if they heal at all, can take a really long time to do so. At an extreme, they may need to be removed in a separate operation, which kind of makes you wince, doesn't it? Got a quote today from Susan Ray, a one-time BBC Radio 4 newsreader. It's from the You're On The Air podcast from December 2020. Once a year or two back, I'd lost my voice during the evening, really lost it, and I had to do all of the evening, the late news, etc., etc., and then I had to do the shipping forecast at midnight 48. I had a gallon of water beside me, which wasn't very helpful, to be honest, but I just had to keep on closing the fader, having a sip of water, trying to get some sort of voice back. The listeners could just hear it disappearing during the whole 11 minutes of the shipping forecast. It was torture. And in the end, you just have to say, and that's the shipping forecast, have a peaceful evening. And I said that, and then I just said, I've been Lee Marvin. Good night. You may want to look up if you don't know who Lee Marvin is. We've linked to it already, or him, in our show notes previously when we talked about Wandering Star and a deep, gravelly voice. And indeed, we've linked to it again into our show notes today. Tomorrow, yeah, that voice advice from Justin Timberlake and Larry Hagman as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.